we are already well into this session. You are taking each step, this step, this step with courage. Together with the 1,000 saints on the one-way road of Satori. The one-way road of Satori. This step that you take is the essence. The one-pointed step of your practice, the step that you are making now, is not of your making. In essence, in truth, you make nothing. You are making no thing. Nothing is made by you. The question for us now, for you now, is how determined are you? How pure is your endeavor? We all try to hang on to something. We all get caught up by something. We all depend on something. As long as you're relying on your habits, your tendencies, those tendencies become your master. There appears to be an independent, concrete self, a hard and solid me, I, me, mine. So you're always getting taken for a ride, aren't you? Aren't you at the mercy of your habits and tendencies? We are, each of us here now, not by some fluke or random coincidence. Your presence now, here, is the fruit of countless births and deaths. I pray that you can use this opportunity to let go, to start over, new, fresh. Just set aside your body and mind, forget about them, throw them into the house of Buddha. Then all is done by Buddha. When you follow this guidance, you are free from birth and death and become a Buddha without effort or calculation. You meet, that is to say that you meet with your true self. Things reveal themselves very plainly to be just what they are. Then no matter, even if someone attempts to sway you, you won't be moved, you won't be confused. This is the step, the action, the practice, which will not weaken. Resolutely, you will continue to freshly, newly polish. That means take this step, newly born, just this step. You are alive now in order to meet with this. You are alive now in order to meet with this. Fact is that at this point you don't know if you're alive or dead. Asleep or awake, you don't know what is genuine and what is not. Your present unawakened state of mind is unpardonable. Your eyes are closed to the reality that all beings, all things, are this one great true self. Intrinsically, there is no division. Your eyes are closed to the fact that, in truth, everything is perfectly all right, just as it is. Your eyes are closed to your own intrinsic peace of mind. Peace of mind which is beyond conditions. Peace of mind no matter what happens, what comes up. You must be one now, here, with your practice, not looking off. But you cannot yet judge this for yourself. You must be examined continually. You must not give yourself license. It is easy to falsely imagine that you are right on the mark. In so imagining, you not only mislead yourself, but you can also lead others astray into deluded notions. We chant before the Teisho, if you have not yet attained enlightenment, you must do so now. If you think that you have future lives to attain Satori, that you'll have opportunities later, if you're thinking like this, then your practice will always remain weak. You must attain enlightenment now. These are the words of our great past teachers. And those teachers practice what they're preaching, not allowing themselves to falter, not making excuses for themselves. You are making excuses for yourself if you have the attitude that you just can't get with it right now. That you have some obstacle right now, but in time or in the future, when this or that gets worked through, you'll be able to practice better. Now, this is it. The old teachers did not make excuses for themselves, did not indulge themselves, and so they were able to awaken. You are alive now. Who is alive now, here, just alive? You are alive now in order to meet with this, only to visit just truth. I urge you not to hesitate to meet with your true self. This meeting does not depend upon language. You are alive now in order to meet with this. To put it more immediately, more intimately, for intimate, close, immediate, it is. You are alive now in perfect union with the true self. Have you met with the one true self? You must not waver, you must not falter, because I'm talking to you, not to someone else. You must not continue to defend and make excuses for yourself. Can I? Can't I? Is this the way? Is this not the way? This is it. Have you seen your true face? well, I have a sense that I've seen my true self, but I'm not 100% confident. If that is your response, you have not met with the true one. Why do we call it the true one? Because it is you, you who truly are incomparably precious. How could you be satisfied not to know who you really are? As long as you remain in ignorance of your true self, everything you do will be rendered artificial and unstable. Aren't you unstable now, struggling and always making a fuss? Me, you, this, that, good, bad, gain, loss, I want this, not that. Just look at how you're led around by the nose because you have not yet understood, accepted your true self. You have not yet met with the genuine. You must not be complacent. You must not condone your own ignorance. You are alive now to meet with the genuine one. You are alive now in order to be joyful. Rebirth, awakening, this instant is joy. It fills the eyes, it fills the ears. Life is full, complete, replete with joy. You can experience for yourself the samadhi of being alive. You can. You are alive now in order to practice this. Doing. It's just doing. It's action. It's being one with your practice. Before doubt, before complaints, without indulging in any delusive thinking, there is just this very action. Just this, just as it is. Just doing, full doing, pure doing. Pure life. We can see around us many different people pouring their efforts into various acts and endeavors. But there's attachment, trying to rely on that object or idea of attachment for support. You may not see that as particularly undesirable until you realize that that support is tenuous. It can change, it can be lost in a flash. Suddenly it offers no support. Suddenly you see that you have leaned on something, put all your energy into something which is not to be depended on. We're all doing it. It's like the popular cartoon family in which the young wife so happily bears children, but gradually she gets far more than she bargains for as the children grow and come into their own. Just last night I had a call from a young mother-to-be who was starting labor pains. She was afraid, what am I going to do if the pain gets even worse than this? My reply, well, I was scolded for my reply. I told her, you're not the one giving birth to this baby. A great, vast power being is taking care of it all. Please enjoy your pain without fear. You cannot give in to weakness. You must not give in to weakness. The pain and suffering of all beings is your pain if you are genuine. I accept this pain. Accepting, or Jizō-san, or Kannon-sama. Just look. Look at this great earth. Look at the magnanimity of this great earth. If trampled upon, let it be. Spread shit upon, fine. Never does the great earth complain. She's accepting everything without objections, without picking and choosing. And each and everything becomes itself. Just what is given to be, just what is nourished and protected. So the dandelion is a dandelion. The baby, a baby. The cat, the cat. The cryptomeria tree, the great tree. Each being receives the support and nourishment of all being. Jizō Bodhisattva, perfect reception of everything just as it is. Who is Jizō Bodhisattva? Kannon-sama is all space, all time, receiving perfectly everything, all being, now, here. All being is perfectly nourished and cared for by Kannon. Nothing slips through. Kannon-sama is steady, stable, utterly calm. We are supported so that everything comes to us just right, just as it is. Kannon Bodhisattva, Jizō Bodhisattva are one, one root, one. Now, who am I talking about? You, Jizō Bodhisattva, the Bodhisattva Kannon. Kannon-sama or Jizō-san, the reality of your being. Don't waste this body, the fruit of countless lifetimes. Awaken to Kannon, to Jizō Bodhisattva, to your own true self. This is the one that you're meeting with, in union with this very instant. I see, I think, I'm feeling this and that. You come to me with these words all the time. But Kannon, your true self, is not outside, is not separate, is not duality. You're still lost in notions of separation over there. I see, I think, I feel. In truth, you are always completely one with yourself. But you haven't time to indulge in deluded notions of duality. This is why I constantly urge you to keep to your tanden, your lower belly. This is your foundation, your base. If you don't remain focused in your tanden, you will get involved, get caught up in the great computer inside your head. You will be jerked and yanked, utterly at the mercy of the noise, living in a dream world of phantoms, with noble urgency and immediacy. Let go of that noise. Let go of the phantom. Just do this one doing. What is each tante? this oneness doing? This oneness doing, this that you practice this instant, it is your true self. You have your practice to do. You are armed with one practice, one thing to do. This practice is your true heart, true mind. You can just do this one doing, fresh and new. And that's all you have to do. Be very decisive with this one doing. And don't let your energy and concentration down while you're still building up steam. Make your firm commitment, steel your resolve. Your resolve to carry through to the end. To really do this session. Let go of body and mind. Forget about them. Stay centered in your tanden and just do mu. Or shikantaza. Just sit. If you're counting the breath, just count this one breath. Just this one breath. Counting this one breath is the great practice of essential mind. Only just doing. Clear. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.